From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and RX Safe Humboldt are launching a new anti-opioid campaign. The campaign launch and ribbon cutting will take place on Friday at 11 a.m. outside of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. 80% of heroin users say officials begin their addiction with prescription drugs. Prescription opioids and heroin are chemically similar and can produce a similar high. Many people who misuse opioids get them from a friend or relative. The community can help curb addiction at the source by discarding unused, expired, or unwanted prescriptions. Arcata Fire District firefighters had a busy 4th of July, responding to 3 structure fires, 2 vegetation fires, and numerous requests for medical aid. Surprisingly, not all attributed to fireworks use. However, one structure fire was traced to improperly disposed fireworks 5 hours earlier. One was contributed to a heat lamp in a chicken coop, and the last, a faulty water heater. Vegetation fires are currently under investigation. All fires were contained quickly with moderate damage, thanks to the response from Arcata Fire District and neighboring agencies. Fire officials reminding everyone to be extremely vigilant dealing with fireworks, as well as discarded barbecue ashes and other burning materials. Humboldt County Coroner's Office identifying the body of a man found on February 24th on Centerville Beach as that of 37-year-old Jeremy Vlahos of Eugene, Oregon. Vlahos was reported missing to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office on March 4th. Wording on the T-shirt Vlahos was wearing when located allowed family to identify him as possibly their missing loved one. Vlahos' identity was confirmed using DNA. His cause of death determined as drowning. City of Fortuna is requesting proposals for the Hillside Creek Flood Control Improvement Project. It consists of channel widening and culvert replacements along 1,400 feet of the Hillside Creek to improve capacity up to the 100-year storm. The California Governor's Office of Emergency Services approved the city's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program sub-application for the project, a total project budget of just under $2.5 million. A man police say was making threats toward a residence in Orleans is now under arrest. Sheriff's Office deputies went to a home on Redcap Road Tuesday and took 46-year-old Sean Logan into custody. He also had an outstanding meth possession warrant, say police. Beginning July 9th through July 13th, PG&E will be in the area of Fern Drive performing maintenance work and service hookup. Work will be performed in the roadway, and be cautious of work crews and vehicles in the area. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.